Nabil, episode 3.
3!
3! We're in the same room.
How incredible is that?
I know, we were going to actually, go on, I'll touch you.
That's a handshake, haven't it?
We actually just touched, it was weird.
Yeah, I'm slightly sweaty.
Really sweaty.
I wouldn't say really sweaty, but...
I was really hot today, and I...
Stop bragging.
I made the rookie error of wearing a grey top.
Oh, mate, sweat marks.
A little one under my hurt. I deodoranted up because we got this award tonight. We mentioned it a lot with our guest. We got a guest.
Yeah, we've got a guest. The guest! Will Broadbent,
legend, long-time listener, first-time guest.
Yeah! Oh! That was very good.
That was good. And so I'm up here because of the BAFTA Awards. It's like our uni course awards.
Yeah.
And so I'm staying in the Ibis, and we mentioned it a lot when we got our guest on.
Exactly. So you can
Tom crashes. I'm not sure how much of that we'll keep in the edit.
Yeah.
But yeah, because he's away from the mic, not because we hate him.
To be fair, I could hear most of it through my headphones pretty well.
I might be.
Sorry, this is a bit of a production meeting.
I realised, because I just edited episode 2, we have a lot of production meetings on air.
That's all our old show was.
Yeah. So
talking about what we're doing next week with the guests we've got this week.
Oh, yeah. No, like, yeah, the whole of last week. Oh, even now when we had Willow, we were like, oh, could we do the show? What could we do? We could do a phone in. And Will's earlier, like, yeah, that's a good idea. And we just reminisce about old shows. We hardly ever live in the present.
Yeah, we're always living in the past.
It's mainly because we didn't have much planned for this week. Like most weeks.
But we recorded them 2 days apart.
Two days ago, and also we've both been quite busy.
Yeah, so. And we've got all the prep for tonight.
So much prep.
So much prep.
This will go out after the show has happened, thank God.
Oh, it's gonna be good, isn't
it? It'll be fun. I'm excited to do the... the awards are going to be happening downstairs, and myself and Lee are going to be upstairs in like a small box, just commentating on what's happening downstairs.
Exactly. We are going to be Graham Norton.
Basically, it's Eurovision commentary, just taking the piss out of what's happening downstairs. I realise, though, we can't say piss.
Why can't we say piss?
Because that's too rude. I realise, because I keep thinking, like, they're like, oh, Eurovision commentary, where you kind of make a joke out of it. And I was like, yeah, but naturally, I say take the piss. And
take the mick.
Take the mick. Yeah.
Taking the mickey.
Oh, you're taking the mickey? Stop taking mickey.
You're absolutely suspicious. You're taking the mickey out of me all the time.
Question.
Okay.
Do you think tonight we can do Seinfeld impressions?
Do you think tonight will stop us doing Seinfeld impressions?
Welcome to the BAFTAs.
Hey, guys. It's an honor for to be here today. And you know what award does when everybody's just like sat there looking at me while hosting? What's that all about?
What's the deal with award shows? You win an award, you stand up and do a speech. No one wants to hear the speech, which is clapping each other.
Lovely stuff.
Should we get into the episode and then we'll do a little chat afterwards?
Yeah. This is Will Broadbent.
On Nebula. NTS, mate.
Oh, it was good, man. Yeah, really cool. And being in that studio was like a big contrast to Reform, because it was like really like homemade and like more of a community vibe, I suppose. But it was really good. Hopefully, we can get a chance to go back there, because it was a nice people as well.
How did it come about then? Did they just ask you?
Well, we've been emailing for like a while, and they haven't been getting back to us. And then we just decided to send them another one after we'd been on Reform for a while. And then they said they were happy to have us on. So it was actually really last minute. They just had like a random guest spot. So
oh, really?
It came about at the right time, really.
Oh, that's cool.
We should apply for something like that, by the way.
Yeah, not NTS. We're not cool enough.
Speak for yourself.
No, have you ever heard NTS? They play like the coolest music. And then it'd be us like, oh, what? Lee's just done a poo.
Alert.
Alert.
Everything's got to have its filler, hasn't it? It can't be all gold.
In, when we did this on student radio, because yeah. this is a proper podcast now.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
The worst thing we did was we watched a sex tape in the studio.
How did that go down?
Yeah, we had to edit it out. So yeah, no, that's
did you have somebody from Utter saying that can't happen?
Lauren Johnston, I'm going to really? Name and shame her, gave us yeah. 3 pages of feedback.
And that was after a strong edit that Ben had already done.
Yeah, I'd already done a really savage edit.
Yeah.
And then we'd taken it down from like an hour and a half down to like 50 minutes. So, yeah, no, we've cleaned up a bit since we've gone to iTunes.
Yeah, yeah.
So far, so good, yeah. Barely yeah. any nice. Swears, I think.
Yeah, and you're actually our first guest.
I know, Lee just said. Honoured. Truly
yeah.
honoured.
Yeah, this is crazy. And we're all in the same studio.
Yeah.
Pretty much never happens.
Yeah, never have to make happens. Use of these facilities before you get kicked out. Yeah,
that's yeah. a fair point. We should have done
you
that.
You should just record a load while you've got the chance to.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying. Oh, yeah, so we were going to do this thing where it's pop, like, culture fails over okay. years. And one of the biggest pop culture fails, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So when the millennium happened, Will Smith was like still doing his music with Jazzy Jeff, and he yeah. kind of thought that he was still like quite a big deal. And he did this thing where he basically renamed the millennium.
Yeah.
So he called it the Willennium.
And oh, right, okay.
So his whole thing was like, oh, this is the Willennium. People are going to go around calling it the Willennium. Like, and literally, what, it's 17 years later.
Yeah.
If I mention this to people, no one remembers it.
Okay. So,
like, I think like, because he hasn't really, to be honest, so apart from, what's the film he did with his kid, not After Earth or whatever, the one before that, that got like an Oscar nom? Happy something?
Happy Gilmore.
No.
That's Sandra.
The one where he like, literally, he's like, it's based on a true story, and this guy that's like really struggling, sleeping in loos with, in like New York with his son, and Jaden played the role.
Well, I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
It does ring a bell.
But it did get like an Oscar nomination.
Okay.
I'll search it, Will Smith. But, apart from that, he's pretty much done like crap films.
Okay.
Since.
Yes. And
Pursuit
no.
of Happiness. There we go.
Because like there's since then, what have we had? Hitch.
Hitch.
Yeah, Hitch was one, wasn't it?
Hitch was quite good. Yeah.
Men in Black 2. I'm not going to say 3.
So shall
that
I
was
go
awful.
From the 2000 onwards?
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend, which is bloody good.
I Robot. I enjoyed that one.
Oh yeah,
I really.
That was a great film.
Oh, Shark Tale doesn't get much.
Shark Tale, yes.
Box office.
And After Earth was fucking awful. I'm going to go out and say that.
I haven't
seen
it.
Put that on record.
We have put it on record. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that was... Did anyone see Collateral Beauty?
Nope.
No. I haven't really watched a lot of films, to be honest.
I don't think I've seen as many Will Smith films as I thought I had.
I've seen a fair few of these. I'm embarrassed
What was
to say.
Hancock?
Hancock's the one where he plays a superhero.
Yeah, I can't believe you remember there's so many.
We've got the IMDb app. Like,
listing them all off from nowhere. His singing career was, I guess, not as good.
Well, isn't he coming back? He's coming back this year to do some more rap gigs with
Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, Jazzy Jeff.
And he's doing 2 gigs. One's in, like, Malaga or something. Because he's really famous in the UK, basically. Like,
isn't it in Blackpool as well, the other one?
Yeah, Blackpool. Why? Oh, yeah. Guys, I'm going to do a comeback. Blackpool.
On top of the pier.
Look, if I was doing a comeback, I'd go like stadium level. And I'd do it like Wembley or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like if you're Mancunian, you do like Trafford. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
You go big.
But he's going to Malaga.
I don't know.
Or Blackpool, rather.
Well, Malaga's still pretty awful.
It's very awful.
I don't think there's really like a good scenario in this.
That's like the lad's holiday destination.
What's your favourite Fresh Prince song?
Him as a rapper?
Yeah.
Summertime.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's better than the theme tune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miami's like, all right.
Not as good.
I'm trying to think what else.
I don't think he
Men
did
in
that
Men in Black theme song.
Do you remember when Michael Jackson was in Men in Black 2? Where he had like his nose falling off.
What, someone was playing him?
No, he
was actually
in it.
I hadn't seen that.
I didn't think his nose fell off.
No, it was around the time. You know,
oh, right.
Do you remember
like the mid-2000s? Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Because it was like, there was like a little screen where they was just showing loads of aliens.
Right,
and it was him actually like popped up.
Doesn't he ring on like a doorbell? Or oh, here it is. Wait, I've got a picture. I've got a shot. I'll show you. Yeah, yeah, see this, Will. No, you know what? You're gonna have to put your head over. There. Isn't that just like the weirdest thing? And that was when he was having loads of nose surgery. So yeah. It's like you could see the point at the end.
Yeah, it's like a.
Because he had. I've read something really weird about Michael Jackson the other day. Apparently, when he was like growing up and he wanted to do the plastic surgery thing, because he didn't like having a black nose.
Yeah, that was what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, he didn't like having a wide black nose. So he asked his sister, Jeanette
Jackson.
Hey, girl, can you get a nose job for me? So she got the nose job so that he could see what
never
it was
do
like.
That voice.
Oh, yeah, because it looks the same on everyone, a nose job.
Yeah, no, obviously, like, oh, yeah, no, if you get a nose job, I'll just know. Like,
yeah,
oh,
that's it. Good. At least I know it'll be all right now because it looks good on you.
But even on siblings, I don't think you'd be able to notice that much.
No.
There's a girl from my year had a nose job a couple of weeks ago.
I thought you were going to say, like, while you were in school.
No, she had a massive nose, and she's had it reduced.
Was that in your opinion or hers?
Well, she's had a nose job, so...
I guess,
did she have the photo with, like, the
the mascot, like...
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a photo... Someone made a photo of what Michael Jackson would look like without all the plastic surgery, and it's actually hilarious.
he looks like OJ!
Yeah, he just looks like your standard black guy. Like,
he looks like the guy that murdered him, the doctor. Even weirder. Conrad Murray.
What if that was like a time traveler version of, of Michael Jackson, and he was like, dude, you fucked up your face, I gotta kill you now.
He just come back to kill himself.
Like an alternate universe.
That would be amazing. But I'd watch that film.
That's literally like a guy you just see down at like Tesco's, isn't it? Like just a standard guy. Oh, that's so weird.
Have you done any more calls since the smelly pens woman?
No, we haven't.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's so good. That was so great.
Yeah, we've dropped
the
whole...
She stayed on the phone for so long as well.
Ridiculous.
She's so happy to help.
But the thing is, you know, after a while, like, I could see, like, Lee and Ellie were both like, come on, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really wanted to wrap it up.
Yeah.
What was her name? It was, like, Sandy or something.
Yeah, it was Sandy.
I was like, yeah, Sandy, thanks, I want to go now. And she just wouldn't hang up.
You're probably the only person that called her all day, so.
Yeah. Just enjoyed
her. What I loved is when I asked her about her kids, she got proper involved.
Yeah, because she totally bought into the fact that you didn't have... Well, she probably totally believed that you had kids by that point.
I know, that was so weird. Like, I was like, I'm 22, and I'm making her believe that I have, like... Well, I said they weren't even mine, didn't I? I said they were stepkids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you love them like your own.
Oh, that was brilliant. Yeah, no, we've... who else did we... Oh, we once phoned the bank, which was worked quite well.
Surprise visit from a very established member of the BAFTAR staff tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, massively established.
Accessible.
I mean, I feel like Tom's top tier and you two are middle tier, and I'm just a guest.
Well, I happily say middle tier, to be fair.
So. Yeah, BAFTAR is a big deal.
We blagged our way in so hard. Yeah. Like, literally, like, I said to Gary, oh, can we do the broadcast?
Yeah.
And I said it to Rick as well, and they were both like, they weren't keen. And I kept on saying, we're the most listened show on the next class. Like, I kept on dropping that. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to ask Lauren to do it. Then I got Lauren to, like, ask loads. Because she's head of utter. Then I got Liam, the other head of utter, to ask her. So I was like kind of infiltrating slowly until eventually, after a while, Gary was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, good shout, Gary.
And I went to none of the meetings. Like, literally, every time there was a meeting, I said to Gary, oh, I'm really sorry, I can't make it, because I was at home. Yeah. I would just be like, oh, like if you want to catch up, just phone me. Talk through what you want.
Yeah,
I haven't even replied to any of the emails.
I applied to one today, and he was like, can you come on air at 6:30 to promo it? I was like, yeah. We haven't really done anything. And you keep saying promo on Twitter. That's all I've really done. Try and promo on Twitter.
Yeah, I might give a tweet later.
I did one of me on the train.
I'm missing seeing Limmy tonight for this.
Are you? Where?
Yeah. In Nottingham. I was going to go and watch him with some of my mates. Damn.
That would have been quite good.
It would have been.
You guys went to the rabbit hole, didn't you? How was
it?
Yeah,
it was really good.
Very good.
It was great. And you saw your friend Watco there, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. It was good. Fun times.
What did they talk about there the night you were there?
It's hard to remember specific points, I'd say.
Fidget spinners.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of fidget spinners.
I got one.
And there was this little shit at the back, wasn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was like... clearly too young to be there, and it was a bit awkward because it was like a small audience, and there's this kid at the back, and Ian would like make a joke, and then he'd like swear out loud, and everyone wouldn't really know how to react, and his dad was next to him like trying to calm him down.
he left a message on the thing calling him a...
Yeah, that was right. No. And he was like, who's the kid in here who's left this message? Like, obviously done it earlier in the day, so...
What, the kid at the back row?
Yeah. No. And then did he take the mic to him, or he came on stage?
Yeah, the kid went on stage with him.
Yeah.
How old was he?
He couldn't have been older than 10.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He was young.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Yeah.
And then in the break, he was playing on a scooter in the street.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what an odd thing to be assumption.
When I was like 13, I went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I saw Rod Gilbert, who I didn't really like his stand-up. I didn't find him that funny.
Yeah.
I saw, what's his name? I've forgotten. Adam Hills was on with Marcus Brigstocke. They did like a lunchtime paper review.
Okay.
And they were like, it was really weird because that's before Adam Hills got like really famous.
Yeah.
Mm. And they were doing this thing and they were like swearing a bit. And they were like, some guy was in... So Adam Hills told this really funny story about how he did a stand-up the night before and he was signing things after us, and this kid came over and he went, "Oh, I'm so sorry, like, for swearing so much last night. I didn't mean it." And the guy goes, "Oh, no, don't worry. I watch South Park. You're like a fucking 5-year-old compared to them." I thought that was
brutal.
Brilliant.
Children but, like, of today.
But it was really awkward because I was in the audience and I was only 13. and like, Marcus Brigstocke at one point was swearing. And he went, "I mean, it's just fucking..." And then he looked at me and went,
"Yeah."
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I thought I threw him off his game. Bad
enough. Threw off his act completely.
I once, I think it was the first time I went to Leeds Festival. Do you know Matt Richardson?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like stand him. Up.
He was comparing.
Didn't he used to do X Factor?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he looks about 12.
Yeah, he does. he's only like 24, yeah. 25.
Yeah.
And he was comparing. And there was a man sat with his kid who would have been about 10 or 11. And he was just like, "Well, you sat in here, you're going to hear loads of swear words. So I'm going to start it off. Cunt."
Terrible.
That is terrible. You've listened to some of our episodes, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. I listened to the one with Ellie. Yeah. That was the...
That was the phone call.
That was the phone call.
She was a good guest, to be fair.
Yeah, I didn't even notice her for like 10 minutes. And then I realised. I don't know what that says.
That's our ego, not introducing guests.
No, it's good. You're
not recognised like the Mar guy. Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Yeah. And what's the ratio of Northerners to Southerners that you've had on so far?
Ooh. She's the only and one of my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was the other? Oh, it was Ellie was the other one when you rang.
Yeah, so I've only... the two Southerners have been my friends.
Oh, okay.
And one's been on the phone.
Yeah. We've had a fair few Midlands.
Yeah, but predominantly North.
Yeah, okay.
The North has prevailed. Yeah. We did quite a good phone episode. That was
I think phone-ins are great. It's like, it doesn't die out, does it? It's just...
No.
It's constantly evolving.
I wish we did that. More.
Yeah, the one that I've always really wanted to do is just tweet out our number.
And phone in. Yeah, or just like withheld calls only, so you never know who's calling up. Ian did that the other day, didn't he?
Yeah,
on the
he
show,
did.
And it was like turned out hilariously.
Yeah,
it was a really good idea.
Isn't he in New York at the moment?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, doing the show from there as well, in different locations.
I always love a really good orchestra.
Yeah, it's not a podcast for that one.
Exactly.
No, the thing we used to do last time was like we've cut back quite a lot. When we first started, because we were a bit awkward and we kind of quite fanned off.
Yeah,
we still haven't really. But
no.
We're almost there.
Yeah, good.
When we get to like episode 100, we'll be like, we got it. we just constantly say cunt and like we had to edit it out much.
I think it doesn't matter as much now, though. Now we're our own spirit, I don't think.
No. What about features? How many constant features are there?
We've pretty much ditched them all.
Yeah. I like the gift idea, though. That's a good one.
Gift one worked really well, and I think if guests become more common, we'll bring that back.
Yeah.
It's quite hard over the phone, but definitely.
Yeah.
We looked at on the episode we just about to release. Mm-hmm.
We're about to drop. dropping
just like hit the poo cast. we're researching where to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And we're looking at doing one in like a submarine was a main idea, but
okay.
it's really expensive.
Stupidly expensive. So
how do you even get on there?
We just searched like submarine hire UK.
Like it's just
we thought like I don't know if there's like a lake nearby or a river and just
Enterprise
like,
rent a sub.
Yeah. But how funny would that be if we got in one bit and then like went down the river a bit and then got up and just some randomers were like, "Is that a fucking submarine?" or like a lake or something.
Yeah, and then would do a pedalo.
Pedalo is like, much more achievable.
Oh, that would be good.
I think we could
do that.
That
would be good.
Is there like a good seaside resort in the Midlands?
You don't even need a seaside resort. You can just go to Canal.
Oh, Canal, yeah.
There's quite a few.
We just need to find a good location to do it.
I think the sea might be too risky with the current. You could end up all the equipment in the sea.
No.
That might just end up making a better show, though.
Yeah, if like we just like get some of it, get the first like 10 minutes, and then it's just like blah blah.
Yeah, no, locations is a good one though.
Yeah,
we switch it up.
Yeah, and I think our most successful episode was the weirdest one, the phone in one, because I think that worked well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
We just phoned each other's mates.
Yeah,
and we only chatted for like 10 minutes each, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that because we found at the start it was a bit awkward, and then we kind of found like a rhythm of questions to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of them was like, at my birthday last year, my mate, if meeting Lee for the first time, said that he looked like Sam from Game of Thrones. which I was like, fucking hell, Will, that's really mean. But at the same time, I was like, yeah, he does.
Were you happy owning that?
I've learned to deal with it.
Have you been
now.
Called the worst? Well,
I've been in therapy for 2 months, but yeah, we got out of it.
So then we kind of just did like a thing of like, what lookalike do you have?
Yeah.
Do you have a famous lookalike? Has anyone ever told you one?
Jack Whitehall, someone said. I don't think I look anything like it.
I mean, I think it's just the facial hair. Like a little
yeah,
bit.
The facial yeah. hair. Yeah. But I have the same birthday as Obama. I know that's not, I'm not much of a lookalike.
That is good, though.
But I share a birthday.
I mean, if you don't know what Will looks like, Obama and Jack Whitehall are very similar.
Yeah, I just wanted to drop that one in. Obama's birthday. It's a big accolade.
Yeah, that is good.
I can't remember. Richard Osman off Pointless. Oh, okay. My birthday.
Yeah.
I know loads of people that have the same birthday as me, but I don't know anyone famous that does.
Oh.
Like, genuinely, when it's Facebook.
I could look now. Go on, give me the date.
24th of February.
All right, okay, let's see.
Oh, I want to play the game of famous celebrity birthday today.
Yeah.
We played this the other day and we had to edit out the first one because it was really bad. I'm going to drop the mics quickly and then we'll say it. So that's why we edited that.
How much kind of control are you under here with these shows? Are you being what's the word?
Censored.
Yeah, regulated, censored, I guess you could say.
No, we're not actually.
Really, no.
To be fair, we have iTunes. Like we can't, I think iTunes rules say you can't do things about like rape, paedophilia.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Sure.
And you can't promote drug use.
Okay.
Like we can deal with that.
But
Lee, you share the birthday of The Undertaker.
What? Do we really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. How did we not know?
How did I not know that?
Yeah.
And I know that Ric Flair's got
Mary Berry also.
That's so good.
And then I have no idea who the rest of them are. Oh, Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory, the guy who plays the tall dweeb one.
Sheldon.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. No, he's getting a spin-off show. Young Sheldon.
Oh, really?
I hate Big Bang Theory with a passion.
So much.
Spin-off shows do generally seem to be bad, though.
The only good one, Frasier.
Yeah, that was
I will go out. That was a fucking hit. Smash hit.
A more recent worst example is Better Call Saul. I've not really got into that.
I've not even watched Breaking Bad.
I've only done the first series. Yeah. I need to get back into it.
Yeah, I enjoyed Breaking Bad, but
oh, guess whose birthday is today?
Who?
We'll play the yes or no game. Yeah. Are you ready?
So this is going to be a running feature.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you got music and everything.
No. I'll add it in post.
Okay. Here it comes now.
Guess whose birthday it is. Yes or no questions. Off you go.
Male or is it male?
Yes.
Under 40.
No.
No.
Are they a presenter?
They have presented.
But they're not commonly known as a presenter?
No. At the moment, they're very not commonly known as a presenter.
Okay. Are they now on the radio and used to be on the TV?
No.
Okay.
Is it the other way around?
No. I mean, they are, like, they're on both, but not for the, like, not as presenters.
Are they politician?
Yeah.
Is it Donald Trump?
Yes.
Well, you said that 5 minutes ago.
No, I didn't.
You said it was Donald Trump's birthday today.
I didn't hear that.
Didn't hear that. You just imagined that.
I don't remember.
Really?
I go back Trump. In the recording.
No, maybe it's because I mentioned Obama and you got confused. You know, old president, current president.
I don't know. I'm sure Ben said that. Like,
that's really weird that you thought that. Shall I find another one? Don't look at the screen. I'll find another one.
To be fair, I can't see very well from here.
Oh, I've got a good one. Right.
I honestly thought you said that.
No, I genuinely didn't. Right. What?
Psychic.
Let's play the guess whose birthday it is game. Yes or no questions? Off you go.
Yes.
No.
Are they male?
Yes.
Are they under 40? Well, not that I'd know their, not that we'd know their age exactly. Let's yeah. let's say
so
that.
They're, so they're
would you believe
that,
them to be under the age of 40?
They're over 40.
Okay.
Are they a TV presenter?
Yes.
Are they a radio presenter?
They have done radio.
Currently on TV?
Yes. On this week, but like, yeah.
Are okay. they British?
Yeah.
Are they on Channel 4?
Yes. You're getting warmer.
Are they a newscaster?
No.
No. I had a really funny thing. It was Jon Snow.
That'd be pretty. No, because I definitely know 40. If he's over 40. Yeah. This person's only just over 40.
Okay.
Is it Adam Hills?
No.
And are they on the talk show? Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
What's his name?
Simon Amstel.
What? No. He's still on the show.
He's in a TV show.
He's doing a stand-up yeah. Tour. Because they, I keep seeing posters around Charlton.
He's at the Lowry.
Yeah. He's doing like a full-on UK one.
Yeah. I used to love him.
Yeah, same.
Who could it be?
Never mind the Buzzcocks. He was so good at it.
Yeah, hilarious.
Yeah.
The one where Preston won. Yeah, like, Preston. Honestly, that's yeah. one of my... if I'm feeling sad, I watch that. Yeah, it's like, when he starts reading from Chantal's book, and he's yeah. like... I did a Daily Mail photo shoot. Obviously, I've done photo shoots before. So this is like proper posh.
Yeah, this is like special. He's like, oh, Preston, come on.
Preston, like, we're just having yeah. jokes. Preston, mate.
And he had post-it notes and all these pages in the book, like, ready to read from it.
And then they go into the audience and get someone that looks vaguely like Preston. Yeah. And then they get him in and they're just like, okay, whenever you get annoyed by something I'm saying, just say, that's bang out of order.
Yeah.
At the end of the show, they do what they play the Neighbours theme, but piano version in honor yeah. of Madge dying. But then they do it just staring at Preston's seat. Honestly, the best so episode sensitive. Ever.
Terry Christian wouldn't have been.
We've gone off kilter from the guest the birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, is it the I forgot his name, but the Right Stuff guy.
No. Oh. That's Channel 5, isn't it?
Yeah, Matthew Wright. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Right Stuff.
Matthew Wright. Yeah, yeah. He's so annoying. Do you remember on I'm a Celeb?
Yeah, I thought yeah. he was a gimp on there. Didn't
I've not heard that insult in ages.
Yeah, he's definitely a gimp. It's like one of those weird. It's like a magazine. It's like a magazine radio show, but on the TV. Like I know, like the One Show is like that as well.
Oh no, the Right Stuff is really awful.
It's that really dated. It's
when they try and do debates as well.
Yeah, and they have this like weird mini audience there, and they hit all the ethnic and like racial.
They were
like,
employing the phone person a few weeks ago. Like, so right. on the website, and I was like, I honestly just wouldn't be happy if I applied there. Like, I genuinely considered it for like a good like 5 minutes, and yeah. I was like, not apply.
Fair.
But it's like, I tuned into this morning the other day, and they were having an awful television debate about yeah. like being sick on holiday, whether you should claim for insurance.
Okay. Oh, just what was like, Philip Schofield? What did he have to say about it?
Just nothing. He's just he like, awful. They're just like,
he doesn't have a stance.
No, they're only good when doing celebrity interviews, and even then it's like, yeah. like most of the time they're just awful.
Yeah.
I don't think no. I quite like This Morning.
Who I prefer Eamon Holmes and oh. his wife Ruth.
Because they really I'm, annoy me.
Yeah, but he's like, hate each other.
Yeah, yeah. You like, can tell there's like this weird.
He's
tension.
An awful man, and she's like so reasonable, and he's yeah. always just like, oh wow, you should be yeah. doing the washing up, love.
Yeah. Have you seen that? Was a very good impression. Oh, I was like, he's in the room.
I'm Eamon Holmes.
Have you seen the video of him when he's on the lottery and protesters?
Yeah, and those, oh, yes. those women come in.
Yeah, yeah, and he yeah. stands behind the presents. The other
yeah, that was on one of those clip shows, like the craziest moments of live oh. TV.
And he just stands behind that. The woman.
Yeah, that's comedy. That
wow. Yeah, right, whose birthday is
it? Yeah, we know it's not Matthew Wright, so... Yeah. So they're on Channel 4, they're over 40.
What's Countdown Man's called?
Nick Hewitt, oh, not Nick him. Hewitt.
Oh. Not him. What are David shows? Dimbleby.
Dimble Bay. Dimble we had like Dimble a full Bay. Thing about how much we love him on the last episode.
Yeah, he's a veteran.
MVP, honestly. Yeah, that's cool. What he should say on his coffin.
are they considered funny?
Oh, is it Paxman?
They don't oh. do news until anyway.
Yeah, I don't know why we keep going for
it's
news.
It's entertainment.
Okay. I'm just
like they're a funny person.
Alan Carr.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot him.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I used to think his brother was Jimmy Carr for like 10 years.
Everyone did. One of the best things they did on Chris Moore's show is they played, you know, they did car park catchphrase.
Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
got like two cars and they put Jimmy Carr in one, like literally like a kid's car. Yeah. And they put Alan Carr in the other one.
Okay.
That was so good.
Yeah. I was used to listening to a lot of that old Chris Moore stuff on Radio 1. It's like really childish, a lot of it, and it's like the whole show is about them, like the five of them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's so different to what he does now on Radio X, where he's like a commercial station. He doesn't really have any say on anything. You can tell.
He doesn't really have an opinion. BBC is so liberal.
Yeah, definitely.
Magic of radio or magic of podcasting. We've just literally just wasted two seconds and gone for an intro.
Exactly. You wouldn't know it happened unless we was having this conversation. We didn't have this conversation. You'd be completely.
That accolade, that's going to be me.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, as do you. And I feel one of the weaknesses is that they don't discuss enough of what happens in the podcast, how they do that, what they do.
Exactly. We are underneath. What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
We
don't know. I'm not in your head. I don't know, mate.
Right, okay. So imagine you've got a wizard sleeve and we're just poking out right now, unveiling the truth.
I thought a wizard sleeve referred to vagina.
No.
Okay.
No, that's a yawning donkey.
So Will was a good guest, am I right?
Yeah, mate. No, that was good. And a bit of Tom Hoy, probably. Possibly.
Oh, just a little fart. You won't hear that. Yeah. Any plans for next week?
Well,
I think probably another phoner. We probably try and get a guest of some sort. How long do we wait to get family members? That's what I want to know. I'm not sure I want to introduce my family into the world of Nebbia.
Yeah,
they know I do this.
And my family's relatively boring, so...
Do they know you do this, though?
Yeah.
My family are funny, and they know that I swear a lot, but... Do they know I'm this rude?
Mm. Yeah. That's interesting. Well, we can get mates and stuff.
You can get mates, yeah.
I've got contact books filled with mates, mate.
A plethora.
That was really nice how deep I said that.
Plethora.
Bit airy.
Plethora.
I liked the little grizzle. Yeah. Just a slight bit.
Plethora.
I'll try. Plethora.
Ooh. Little whisper at the end.
Yeah.
That was nice. Yeah.
Plethora. Plethora. Plethora.
Oh, I loved that. Wasn't that good?
Oh, you just don't get that magic when you're exactly. over the phone.
Yeah, well, you see this, what's happening right in front of you now is chemistry.
What's the deal with that? They both just, they said plethora loads, but it was great.
Should we wrap up now? Because I think we're just getting a bit delirious.
Yeah. And we've got to be fresh for tonight. We've got to still be funny tonight. That's what I'm worried about. That was what I was worried about doing this.
What do you think I should eat for tea to prepare?
So I'm thinking something light, so not your pastas, not your...
I was going to have a curry.
Were you? I think that'd be all right.
Chicken balti.
Not too salty, I reckon you'll be okay. I don't know what I'm going to do for supper.
Wasn't you going to go for a meal with Tom?
Yeah, but he's hit the big time of Terry Christian.
Oh, have you been to Zifferblatt yet?
Is that the one that times you?
Yeah, they've opened one at Media City.
Yeah, I have
And
been.
It's bigger and
Is
better.
It good?
It's very good.
Is it cheap?
So it's 8p per minute.
How much do you pay just to go in, though?
No, it's... So you time for as long as you want.
So if I just really wolfed it down?
Yeah, if you went in for 5 minutes, that would be what? I can't work out off the top of my head.
No, didn't they charge you, like, something to walk in? Because, like, obviously, if you just wolfed down your food, you'd be out.
Yeah. I stayed for an hour, and it was 4:20, and I got, like, two
plates. Blaze it.
Exactly. Smoke it. I got a... two plates full and two cups of tea in that time.
Oh, nice.
Of like cakes and stuff.
Yeah, I might go there. I might go if Grindsmith's still open. That's pretty good and healthy.
They stopped doing food at 4. So you got.
Oh, no. Ooh, I actually should be. I don't know. I've got to go for dinner fairly early because I'm on Lauren's show at 10 to 6 and then with you.
I'm on Lauren's show at 10 to 6. I've just remembered.
Oh, we both are then.
Bugger, I've got to be here earlier.
Right.
So we've got to go.
Why do we keep having production management meetings on air? Right, this has been Nebbia episode 3. Till next time. Bye!